Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Phillips Edison & Company, or PECO, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this real estate investment trust, unpacking its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive its value over the long haul. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately, before we break it all down. Phillips Edison & Company operates in the real estate sector, specifically focusing on grocery-anchored shopping centers. They're a player in the retail property space, managing a portfolio that caters to everyday consumer needs, which gives them a certain stability in a volatile world. With a solid market cap and a presence across the U.S., they've carved out a niche in an industry that's often tied to consumer spending trends. Their business model revolves around owning and operating these community-focused properties, which are often seen as recession-resistant due to their essential nature. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Phillips Edison has shown a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short-term, the past few weeks and months have had their ups and downs, but over a longer horizon like the past year or 5 years, we're seeing trends that align with the broader real estate sector's ebbs and flows. What's really caught my eye, though, is their latest earnings call from Q2 2025. They reported strong financial results, raised their guidance, and highlighted robust leasing activity and occupancy rates. That's a big green flag for investors, showing confidence in their operations despite some external headwinds. So, with that momentum in mind, let's dive into the meat of our analysis and see what makes this company tick and where the risks lie. Strengths. First up, their focus on grocery-anchored centers is a major strength. These properties tend to have sticky tenants and consistent foot traffic, even in tougher economic times. It's a defensive play that can weather storms better than, say, luxury retail or office spaces. Financially, they're showing solid numbers. Revenue and net income from recent income statements indicate steady growth, and their operating cash flow looks healthy, which means they're generating cash to reinvest or pay down debt. That's the kind of stability long-term investors love. Their latest earnings call summary from Q2 2025 is a standout. They're not just meeting expectations, they're exceeding them with raised guidance and strong leasing performance. High occupancy rates signal demand for their properties, and that's a direct reflection of good management and strategic positioning. Looking at key metrics, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive for the industry, suggesting they're managing costs well while still driving revenue. Plus, their dividend yield is attractive for income-focused investors, offering a steady return while you hold. Weaknesses. On the flip side, let's talk debt. Their debt-to-equity ratio is something to watch. While it's not alarming yet, real estate companies often carry heavy leverage, and any rise in interest rates could squeeze their margins or limit growth if refinancing becomes costlier. Liquidity metrics like the current ratio and quick ratio aren't as robust as I'd like to see. If a sudden downturn hits, they might face challenges covering short-term obligations without dipping into other resources. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's a yellow flag for risk-averse investors. Performance-wise, while they're holding their own, they're not exactly outpacing the industry or sector averages over certain periods. If you're looking for explosive growth, this might not be your pick. Phillips Edison seems more about steady, incremental gains. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel them forward. The real estate market, especially in retail, is evolving, and Phillips Edison is well positioned to capitalize on the trend toward community-centric shopping. As e-commerce grows, physical stores that offer convenience and essentials are still in demand, and they've got a foothold there. Their raised guidance from the Q 2025 earnings call suggests internal confidence, and if they keep executing on leasing and occupancy, there's room to expand their portfolio or renovate existing properties to boost value. Capital expenditure trends from their cash flow statements show they're investing in their assets, which could pay off with higher rents or property values down the line. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overblown either, meaning there's potential for price appreciation if they keep delivering results. For long-term holders, this could be a sweet spot to build a position. Lastly, with consumer spending patterns shifting, there's an opportunity to attract more diverse tenants or adapt spaces for mixed-use purposes. If they play their cards right, they could turn their properties into even stronger cash cows. Threats. Now let's not sugarcoat the risks. The biggest threat is macroeconomic. Rising interest rates or a slowdown in consumer spending could hit them hard. Real estate is sensitive to borrowing costs, and if their debt becomes more expensive to service, it could eat into profits. Industry trends also show some volatility. While Phillips Edison is holding steady, the broader retail real estate sector has faced challenges with store closures and shifts to online shopping. Even grocery-anchored centers aren't immune if anchor tenants struggle. External challenges were mentioned in their earnings call summary, and while they're confident any unexpected disruptions, think supply chain issues or regional economic downturns, could impact leasing or tenant stability. Finally, competition in this space is fierce. Larger REITs or private equity players could encroach on their markets, and if they can't differentiate or maintain high occupancy, they risk losing ground. So where does this leave us? Phillips Edison & Company presents a compelling case for long-term investors who value stability over flash. Their focus on essential retail spaces gives them a defensive edge, and their recent financial performance and raised guidance are reasons to be optimistic. However, the debt levels and broader economic risks mean you've got to keep your eyes open. For those of you playing the long game, this could be a solid addition to a diversified portfolio, especially if you're after income through dividends and gradual growth. But if you're chasing high flyers, you might find their pace a bit slow. As we wrap up, remember that investing is all about balancing potential with caution. Phillips Edison has a lot going for it, but it's not without its hurdles. Stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. And don't forget to check out the bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Phillips Edison as a long-term hold? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.